fucking pig.
I'm a fucking fat pig. I'm a fucking fat pig.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, someone of the Quantimino with Model of the Millennium, Brian McFly.
Assalamu alaikum.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Pick it up, no.
Joins us from the other side of Glory Hole. Now let's get this party started with XX Quantimino.
Did I say that right? Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I think it just means thank you and you're welcome.
I think it just means what's up, and then the other guy says, what's up? Yeah, it's the same. Oh. It just means sup.
Means sup. 100 greatest pop punk songs of all time, part 4 of 4. Let's talk about the top 15, baby.
Four.
To start off the list, ska song by no doubt Just a Girl.
To start off the pop punk song
15 greatest pop punk songs of all time.
It's a ska song.
Ska song.
I don't think it's a ska song though.
It's a poppy ska.
I'm on Burrito's side 50-50.
Scop.
What makes it a ska song? The band?
The Upstrokes?
Upstrokes?
There are no Upstrokes.
Are there not?
Just a Girl.
I'm just
a girl. No. That's not Upstrokes. That's like palm eating.
No, that's Upstrokes. That's literally.
No, it sounds like it's doing his keyboard. You're just letting him in.
The keyboard also makes it ska.
Okay, maybe Upstroke, even if there's not a stroke, there's an up, whatever that's called.
I just sped through Tragic Kingdom.
Would you put it at the top 15? Just a Girl Burrito.
I wouldn't.
I would not.
Even if it is a pop.
I think he's trying to just get a crumb of Gwen Stefani, if you know what I mean.
Just a crumb.
Nary a crumb.
I think there's other songs that I feel like are Spiderwebs. Further down this list that probably should have been.
I put this at 92. I put this behind a bunch of songs I've never heard of.
He put it behind Bad Religion even.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, moving on from No Doubt's Just a Girl from 1995.
Song, but I
like the song.
Go ahead.
I don't think it's not my favorite No Doubt song. Yeah.
What is your favorite No Doubt song?
Probably Tragic Kingdom.
My favorite No Doubt.
There's a song called Tragic Kingdom?
Yeah, the titular track.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The titular track. It's like AKA 5.5 minutes long.
Fucking
it's like,
beer song for sure. Yeah.
How long is it?
It's like 5.5 minutes long. It's like their version
Magnum
of...
Opus.
Yeah.
It's like a rock opera from them. It's like a...
The Decline.
A creepy carny rock opera.
Oh, why is that your fucking favorite song?
It's the same reason why Goodbye Sky Harbor is Brian's favorite song on Clarity.
I do like that one. I don't know if it's
First
my favorite.
First star I see.
That's not it.
May not be.
I also love the fact that we fly into to Sky Harbor all the time. I always think about that.
It's a pinnacle song.
My favorite No Doubt song is
Spiderwebs?
Bananas.
Howard Juku Girl by
Is
no
that
doubt.
Allowed? That's not allowed.
He did it on purpose.
No, I know he did.
I'm a little rascal.
He's just messing with you guys.
Ne'er do well.
Tragic Kingdom is to No Doubt as this next song is to band.
Sounds
number
true.
14, My Chemical Romance. Welcome to the Black Parade, 2006. I think it became their signature sound though.
It's very operatic.
Yeah,
we talked about that.
Yeah, dramatic. Operatic.
As a pop.
Ooh, do you
pop
have bars?
I got bars.
Operatic.
What is
dramatic.
I feel like it,
operatic.
It effectively dramatic. Mixes emo, pop, and punk. This,
sometimes
this song
I get the
does.
Feeling.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like this song. I can accept this being in the top 15, even though it's like not like one of my favorites.
It is an anthemic song.
It is.
It's a big song.
Carry on! Carry on!
I think it is my favorite My Chemical Romance song, though. I don't know a lot of My Chemical Romance songs.
That's a good choice. Why not?
I've never heard of this next song, though. I don't know if you... Sorry, I didn't want...
Yeah, we'll move on from number 14 and jump up to number 13, The Descendants with Suburban Home! Suburban Home! Here, guys, I'm just going to say The Descendants kind of suck.
Right here, with this, you might have to play this for me.
This song wasn't bad.
We're pulling it up.
Suburban Home!
I've never even heard it, really.
So The Descendants kind of suck.
This is the only thing I know about The Descendants is this shirt.
Is that everybody loves them.
Stereotyped. That he looks like Dilbert?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like it so far, but this is like just like 80s punk, though.
Yeah. No, this song, I don't think is pop punk at all.
I don't want to be stereotyped.
It's just a...
I think me and you have a very narrow definition of what pop punk is. Yeah.
You mean the correct definition?
I think I have an even narrower view, because there are things that you're like, oh, that you guys are like, oh, yeah, it's pop punk. And I'm like, is it?
Well, here's the problem. But the problem is that punk
I think I'm
is...
thinking of like...
Go ahead. I was going to say that punk is already, they're already pop songs.
Yep.
So yeah. I think that's confused. That confuses me a little bit. But yeah, you're right. Pop punk is different. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Burrito, I just feel like a fucking idiot for talking over you.
I think
you.
We just need to like, I don't know. I feel like we need a better
definition.
Better definition or a clearer definition.
Well, since you have the most narrow view of it, why don't you write the definition?
Yeah, you have a narrow worldview, dude.
Well, he was saying that.
I think my definition of it is like, I don't know, I was reading some Wikipedia articles and stuff.
Jesus.
I think mine is like, Dr. Smart Man. Like second wave.
Oh no.
Pop punk. You know what I mean?
Which is like, is that Blink?
They're in that era. It's like probably mid-90s like to 2005.
I agree. I think that's my definition, too.
Yeah.
Any of the bands that aced it during that time and that time frame?
Industry Plants.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't call them Industry Plants.
It's more formulaic.
Industry Plant.
Very studio. Yeah. Industry Plant, because the labels were just like, this is music. Like, this is what you guys need to be buying.
No, that's what I call music.
Volume 69.
Thank you.
All the Small Things was definitely on Kids Bop.
Yes, it was.
All
like
that. It made it on Kids Bop.
Wait.
Was pop punk.
You know shouldn't have done that video though, dude, with kids.
No, they can't.
They did it. They shouldn't have done it. Dude. It's three little kids, naked kids running around, dude.
Oh, no. Say it ain't so. They did do that for Man Overboard, but they used the Small People.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You know what song is on Kids Bop?
What song? The middle?
I just took a DNA test and found out.
No,
I'm 100% that kid.
Wait, what?
That's how they got around that lyric.
What do you mean?
Sorry, I don't know that lyric.
Oh, I just took a DNA test, found out I'm 100% that bitch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, what song is that? Sorry, I was thinking about...
Lizzo?
Lizzo? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good song.
The flute. The flautist.
Yeah.
Is Lizzo not a flautist?
She is.
You know who else is a flautist?
I was wrong about this. All of the Small Things wasn't the one where they run around naked.
No.
My bad. All right, so...
What's My Age Again?
Ah, yeah. Okay, who's a flautist?
Is Quentin Tarantino coming in at number 12.
Wait, who's a flautist?
No, I'm just joking.
I'm 100% that kid.
Yes, you are.
Bling, bling.
This is pretty cool, though.
This is awesome.
Kids Bop kind of rocks, now that I think about it.
If you're those kids, it's got to be a cool-ass experience.
Imagine being like 4 years old and hearing this song because your mom would let you.
This is a good song,
Learn all the words and stuff.
No, but they also, they produce them way better now.
Can I?
Yeah,
let's
wrap
some bars to Lizzo here.
Let's wrap on Lizzo.
Lizzo. This great song, but we're worried about you. We're worried that maybe, I don't know.
Body positivity has gone too positive?
I just want you to be around for your kids and to make more songs. Yeah, well, anyways. All right, let's move on.
How much you want to bet those kids singing this Kids Bop version know the actual lyrics?
No, of course they do. Shut up, dude.
Yeah. They're all good
kids
Christian
are saying
boys
pussy
and girls.
Like, when they get out the womb, they're just cussing. Kids are cussing out the womb now.
Yeah, dude. They've always... I mean, okay, I think this is what happens. You get to a certain age, and you forget that
kids are
have always...
pieces of shit.
Always said pussy and dick and cocks.
Kids have always been pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Historically.
I think there were kids in the 1950s they were talking about They're talking about eating ass and shit.
You talking about baby boomers back then?
Talking about eating
ass?
Yeah. At least they were joking about
Lord's
it.
Name? I don't think they were talking about tonguing bung back then.
In a joking, they didn't think it was cool. It was fun. They just were like joking.
I don't think it was even on the radar.
No one ever thought about, hey, what if I put... They weren't like, hey, why don't you lick my asshole,
I'm sure
Steve?
People did, but it wasn't like...
In a sexual way?
Yeah.
Hey, we're doing like a top 15 list.
Oh, yeah. Let's get back to Quentin Tarantino's band, Newfound Glory. Yeah. My Friends Over You. Is this the best Newfound Glory song?
It's the most popular one.
This is my idea of pop punk.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Is this the best on the list? Yes, it is. They showed up twice. Sorry, I didn't have my stats up.
What else did they come in with?
They had Hit or Miss at number 68.
Hit or Miss is better.
Hit or Miss is better
produced.
Even
though I can't think of how that song goes. Do you know how Hit or Miss goes?
Hit or Miss?
It's on the self-titled record.
No. Fuck. I mean, if I
say it's like the first song on there.
It's good.
We played it when we covered it.
I gotcha. Anyways, this song is good, though.
This is a safer radio version.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so anybody have any fond memories of Newfound Glory?
I will ask, do you guys think he looks like Quentin Tarantino?
Is that why you guys were saying Tarantino?
Yeah,
I wasn't
yeah.
putting that together. I mean, they look similar.
Yeah.
Jordan, look it up.
Jordan Pundick.
Oh, I thought maybe he put the band together or something.
Yeah, they're industry planted by Quentin Tarantino himself.
The song that went bad, like Multiplicity.
Yeah.
I do have fond memories, though. I love that self-titled album.
Do you love
album
that
is where it's at.
Newfound Glory just became known for cover songs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was like right after that.
They just like became me first in the Gimme Gimmes.
They're like the pop punk of cover songs.
I say get that bag, you know?
And yeah, grab the bag.
And it was good. It was good stuff. It was fun to hear those songs. I forget
Punk-ified.
What it was. It was like, what is that?
Pop Goes Punk.
Never Ending Story. They did that.
Never Ending Story.
Kiss Me by Sixpence.
Did they do that one too?
Yeah, man.
Brown Eyed Girl by Real Big Fish.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of Real Big Fish, number 11, Bad Religion.
Here he is again.
Your favorite, American Jesus. We've got the American Jesus. Brett,
the
you're just like
and,
way
and
too
highest Bad Religion song on the
some
list.
Some might say too high.
Yeah.
Any of them.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe you play
so
it and I can see
well.
It.
It's not pop punk at all.
Nah, man.
Yeah, I don't think so.
This guy's like putting these things on the list for cred.
Right.
I always thought Bad Religion, I've never listened to them but in my head, and also their branding makes it look like they're metal or something.
No.
No, it's by punk?
Yeah. It's almost like surf punk.
It is surfy. I do like a surfy sound, but...
Yeah, but then the lyric content's always like, oh, God, it's so heavy.
Just talking about how Jesus...
Nah, they're very political.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Your thoughts on Bad Religion, Burrito? Would they be in the nickel box?
No, I like Bad Religion songs.
Oh, wow.
They're in my nickel box.
There are a few Bad Religion songs I do enjoy.
I like Bad Religion song one.
One?
Yep.
It's called One?
Is it you?
Nope. It's called Sorrow.
Oh, that's actually a good song.
Boom, stuck.
I won't call that a pop punk song.
No, none of their songs are pop punk.
Very much a alternative song.
Neither is number 10, Buzzcocks, Ever Fallen in Love, quote, with someone you shouldn't have.
I can see the pop punkiness of this particular song.
Some Lenny Skinner.
What's that?
Some Lenny Skinny.
Do they talk about falling in love with their cousin?
I'm sure they've had sex with themselves.
Are we going to have
brothers,
like a band
right?
on here that
brothers Van Zandt.
You're saying they fucked each other?
Oh, okay.
All right, what do you say, Burrito?
I can hear the pop punkiness in this song, for sure. It comes out in certain spots.
You like that phaser?
No.
Phaser, if a song has phaser, it shouldn't even be on this list.
I would say that is true.
Untrue! SR-71, right at the end, the biggest fucking phaser you could ever heard in your life.
I guess.
Right
That's
now?
Clean phaser.
Yeah, we're in the,
What's
we're
the
in
difference?
Top
this
10
is
now.
Clean. This is clean.
I don't think there's going to be a song in here that I've ever heard.
Number 9, Fall Out Boy with Grand Theft Autumn / Where's Your Boy 2003.
What's the hook on that? I don't remember that.
What is the hook on this one? And why would you pick this song?
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty generic pop punk song.
It's very
But
like,
is it their best song? Is it?
There you go.
It is. They had 3 songs on this list.
This is their highest song.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
Dance at 71.
No.
Sugar We're Going Down at 27. And then this one, that
this
number
nine.
This
is crazy. This guy sucks. What's his name? Cleveland?
Cleveland
He's
Steamer.
From the Cleveland show?
Steamer himself.
No, it's cleveland.com, like for real.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
It's a news story.
Yeah, I don't think this is the song that goes on here.
Also, Fall Out Boy is such a it's just like
industry plants.
Oh, there's such an there's such industry plants.
The one that was
Peter
on
Winst?
Here.
Peter.
Why?
Sugar Word Gone Down.
Am I
correct?
No,
it's Fall Out Boy
no one calls him
song.
Peter. Though.
I call him Peter.
I like it. What'd you say, Arthur?
Oh, I thought Sugar Word Going Down is a top Fall Out Boy
yes.
pop
song. I would agree.
Song.
I would agree.
I think they've had better, but that's the pop punk definitive for that list. That's what I would go with.
Yeah, I don't know this song.
I don't know this song either. I do, however, know this song. Number 8's Offspring, Self-Esteem 1994. This song is great.
It's funny.
Yeah. You Isn't wrote it? Her off with a 10th time today.
Self-Esteem. I never thought of this
that
song.
That bass line was amazing.
Pop punk.
I didn't really think it was pop
it's
punk
very,
either.
Yeah.
It's very grungy, you know?
It's borderline Bad Religion, I'll say it. That's why I think other Offspring songs are better examples of pop punk.
What would be one?
I Want You Bad. That's what I would think.
I would think,
yeah, this is more in like whatever the genre is that Everclear is. I feel like this isn't the same genre.
Everclear.
Like Santa Monica.
Like the alternative days. But this Offspring song is way more pop punk than the other
listen
song.
To those listen four to
this.
Chords.
Got the palm mutes. Then you throw in like the pop punk lyrics. Love song.
Yeah, this is pop punk.
Yeah, compared to Self-Esteem, I would
put
it higher.
I'll allow Self-Esteem because I like it so much.
It's such a huge song, and that's the part that makes it difficult. But for a pop punk list,
if we're gonna
Want You Back,
if we're gonna have a narrow point of view like Burrito does.
If we're gonna narrow down our worldview, I don't know if this would fit then.
What
number 7?
No,
Sum 41, Fat Lip.
No, this is pop. I know it's like it bends it a little bit, but it is pop punk.
It's like a Beastie Boys vibe.
Yeah,
the rap rock kills it as a
it's rap rock.
Punk.
But how does
this is new metal? This is new metal.
How does the chorus go?
It is definitely not new metal.
This is new metal.
I don't want to waste my time.
That's pop punk.
Yeah, that's definitely a pop punk.
But yeah, no, this was a cool song.
Coming through the party like my name is El Nino.
I think it's fun that they
in
like
in the back of El Camino. This is a fun fucking song.
Yeah, it's great. In Too Deep
kinda
is more pop punk than this, and I don't know.
Because I'm in too deep. It's a little slower though.
Yeah. This song rules.
Everyone jump.
Yeah, I was never into Sum 41.
Why not? Because they're too good. Because they took Avril Lavigne away from you.
Because they took Avril Lavigne.
I think
from
that's
me.
What
is
it was.
Is that really why you didn't like them?
Dude,
that's horrible.
Burrito is so an
you
Avril
know
Lavigne.
Give him a chance.
And you know who took Avril Lavigne away from this guy?
Yeah,
Gavin Rossdale.
Chad Kroeger.
Chad Kroeger. He got chatted.
He got chatted.
Wow.
For like a couple years.
Yeah.
And now she's all about
the Chad.
Some
current
guy?
Pop punk. His name is
MGK.
What's his name? It's not MGK.
She's like old enough to be MGK's mom.
Oh, for real?
Man,
like the dude that she's gonna marry is probably like
15?
Maybe 30.
Okay.
She's like 30, dude.
I'd fucking
no, she's like close to 40.
She's not close
she's
to
like
40.
She's like 37, I think. I looked it up
okay,
recently.
So the dude's
to see
like
if she was in my window or
born
not.
Born in 87, so he's not.
I'll make
he's
an exception.
A little bit old.
Oh. That means you can have sex with Avril Lavigne.
Hell yeah.
Congratulations. Number 6, Poison.
Avril's 37.
Operation Ivy.
Never heard
Knowledge,
this.
1989.
You've never heard this, man?
I know. Things are getting tougher when you can't get the top at the bottom of the barrel. What open road to my future now?
It's like you fucking do.
Oh, no, that I don't know.
Everybody.
You may have heard the Green Day cover of this song on Kerplunk.
Which is radically different than the
way different. All I know is that I don't know.
Yeah, 80s
that
punk
is pretty,
again.
It is 80s, late 80s.
My favorite Op Ivy song has got to be Unity.
Damn. Unity! As one step together!
Do these belong in a pop punk list, though?
Operation Ivy is pop punk, true or false, Burrito?
It sounds more pop punk than the other.
I would say false.
Ska punk.
Damn,
true
ska
or false.
Punk. I would put ska punk. I would put
yeah, I'm
going
to say ska punk.
This is.
I'm
I think
cool
this is
going
to decide. You may have already talked about this, but I think this next one is going to decide
I fucking
a lot.
Hate this shit.
Damn.
Is this pop punk? What is it?
Number 5, the Ramones.
Hey,
Blitzkrieg
ouch.
Bop.
Let's go.
Hey, so here it is, guys. The Ramones suck.
I like I like these songs. I like Blitzkrieg Bop. I like
Blitzkrieg Bop.
I think it's cool.
What other song was there?
There's that other one. That Bruno
by the Ramones.
Just said. Hey ho, let's
go. That's a song.
Is that
this
song?
Yeah. So you like that one?
You What's like another Ramones song?
Isn't there another one? For me, there's probably at least a dozen Ramones songs I think are amazing.
Name one.
Blitzkrieg Bop.
Not Blitzkrieg Bop. You fucking.
Danny says.
It's Danny says. Bop.
I like the way he says that. It's like Jamaican, at least in my head.
I don't think he says it like a Jamaican
bop.
Dude.
Blitzkrieg Bop.
You just
arguably
it sounds like Bumble Club.
Arguably more punk rock than the Ramones coming in at number four. Jimothy eating the world.
Okay, this
the
song.
Middle.
This song
the
is
middle.
Not a pop punk.
A number four pop punk song.
I'll
the
tell you
middle.
What. Jimmy World doesn't have a single pop punk song.
A single.
Not one.
Maybe Mario Blister. One.
Blister.
Maybe Goodbye Sky Harbor.
Oh, okay. I do love the song, but it's not.
There's not
nothing.
Pop punk.
It's three chords the whole way
and
through.
The truth.
That doesn't mean
just
it,
like damn
I mean,
it.
All fucking country songs are two chords.
Yeah.
No, man.
Yeah.
C&G.
I'm a Toby Keith. He's not CG. Toby Keith ain't CG.
It is. This is the closest to a pop punk song they've ever done, but it's.
Where is the pop punk drums?
I'm just trying to be an enemy.
Is this a karaoke version?
No,
he
it's
only
your
plays,
version.
He only plays karaoke versions.
This is the radio safe version. Come on.
What do you
hey,
mean?
Hey, put yourself up here.
I don't need any flags. So
what do you think, Brady? Give
shit.
Us a rundown.
I got you.
Is
no,
this
I got
pop
you.
Punk?
That's cool.
I don't think this song is pop punk.
Why don't you think so? This Cleveland
think Jimmy,
thinks it is.
I don't think Jimmy Eat World is a pop punk band.
They're not.
They're not. They're like whatever genre Everclear is.
But I was.
Yeah.
But I would say Brian is right that this is probably, if you were going to pick a song
no,
to
no,
fit
no,
into
no,
that
no.
category, it's
What's
this one, right?
Lucky Denver Men?
No. Sugar, honey, asphalt, our hearts littering the topsoil.
Bleed American title track?
Today,
no, but that's even, that's, all, that's like alti.
I think Bleed American is the better song on Bleed American.
I don't know.
He only likes titular tracks.
Titular track.
He only likes titular tracks.
I only like tit.
Titular tracks.
Hey, before we get to the next song, can I ask you guys to define something that I just heard about and didn't know was a thing?
Yeah.
Slut shaming.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What? You didn't
why
know?
Would you... Why,
help me
what,
out here.
Is this okay, 2016,
I've been
dude?
Living under what, a rock.
Yeah, he doesn't... He's
this is pre-woke.
Would you... What do you want to know?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Just give me a rough definition like I looked it up on Urban Dictionary.
Okay, you got... You got someone that's a woman.
Does it have to be a woman?
Usually.
Yeah, you don't slut shame a dude.
Really?
You can't. How do you,
you
slut shame a dude?
That's
oh,
reverse
you get
roles,
so much
man.
Pussy, you fucking.
Yeah, it's more like congratulations.
You
if you're, yeah, if you shame
that's
a guy,
what
it's
I congratulations. Say, congratulations.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a
all
woman
right,
sucking.
So you have a promiscuous woman.
She's
okay?
sucking and fucking all over the.
A fallacious what? Woman.
And
what?
If you do anything that's not congratulating her for being an
for
independent
being
woman, then yeah. you're slut shaming.
Oh, I also really. Wanted to ask: is sex work real work? I would say yes.
It's commerce.
I would say it's arguably more difficult than regular work.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
How
you
many dirty dicks there are? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but if you enjoy what you do, you don't work a day in
do
your life.
Do they enjoy what
yeah,
they do?
True. No.
I don't think so.
Some of them.
They have
sluts
to,
do,
they have
but
to pretend.
Don't.
But you
hey,
can't say
sugar
slut.
Babies. Probably
you can say
SB?
Slut, but it's a good thing.
SB?
Sugar babies?
Yeah, they don't like doing it. They,
I
you think
so.
They like old dick?
That's all they know.
No. That doesn't mean
no,
you like
dude.
It.
You think that a sugar baby went from being a virgin to sucking an
old
guy's
man's
dick?
Dick?
Doesn't have
no,
to be an
dude,
old
there
man's
is a
dick.
Bridge.
Old men are the ones who have money.
Yes, unless they're you know into tech. Maybe,
maybe
they
they're
tech,
traumatized.
Tech
yeah, but then you don't like
Stockholm
have
syndrome.
Like a sugar baby, right?
You can still be a sugar baby. Baby.
Yeah, but like
Stockholm sugar
why?
Baby.
What do you mean?
If you like tech bro with a
oh,
ton
you can
of money,
just get a real
yeah,
a real girl.
Or like
real doll.
Or like not even commit to a sugar baby situation.
You kind of would have
out.
To.
Swap them out.
Let's say,
no, but no one says that you can't. You can have multiple sugar babies.
Here's yeah. Brian McFly, third most earningest comedian
Slam City
on
Slam
the
City
planet.
Radio.
No, oh. The fucking Quantimino.
Oh,
this
shit.
This guy making billies.
You making billies?
Bitcoin. Yeah, man. And now you got this girl who's just, you know, money's no object to you.
Yeah.
She's technically a sugar baby because you're just making it rain.
Yeah.
That's all I'm getting at.
What
she
you
probably
saying?
Loves what she does. I'm just saying.
Yeah, because Brian's hilarious, and she just enjoys his company.
Oh,
a lot.
She's in the funny game.
Yeah, that's what she tells me, and I believe her. I choose to believe her.
Hey, life is a series of choices that you make.
Yeah, and I choose
Much
to
like
believe that my
Paramore coming in at number three, top three. Guys, this is one of the top three pop punk songs.
I've never heard this
of all time.
You never heard the song?
Is this the Mystery Business?
Is this the one that Olivia Rodrigo?
It is like their song.
Yeah.
It's like the Paramore song.
If you said Paramore, that would be the song.
Okay. And she retracted the whole like
song.
The whole
they don't
song.
Even play it live anymore
because she said, "I'm sorry, you're just a whore." Oh, that's slut shaming.
That's why you brought this.
That's
up.
Slut shaming.
Oh, she really says that in the song?
Oh, that yeah. Damn. She says, "I'm sorry, you're just a whore, nothing more."
Ouch.
Something like that.
God, I fucking...
So Paramore showed up three times on this list.
Some might say three times too many.
Industry plants!
Yes.
That's what you get at number 90, Crush, Crush, Crush at 47, and then Mystery
That's what you get is not
three.
A pop punk song.
No.
Crush, Crush, Crush could be.
This chorus is good, so,
yeah.
But I don't know. It's not number three. Also, they should kick Olivia Rodrigo off this list because she clearly stole
this song.
Sort That's of. Why she's on this list.
I know, because she just like repeated
They basically
this.
Put this song on there twice.
Yes.
So this song is not just number three. It's on here twice.
Industry plants times 10.
They should take this off because it is perpetuating rape culture.
You think so?
There were three times. So it was Paramore, My Chemical Romance, and Fall Out Boy.
That were on here three times?
Yeah.
That's a fun fact.
It's a mode.
What?
A mode? It's a mode.
Is that what mode is?
Yeah.
Three times? I thought
a
that was
mode.
A three-peat.
Shit.
No. Mode.
You're on here multiple times. There's a mode to it.
Damn, I don't
right?
know. Right? I don't know. You'll have
a
to
Depeche
explain
mode?
It to me later.
The mode would be the one that's on here the most.
Oh, man. I think we're getting... I think we're moving on to
Which
the next
Which would be
one.
Number two, Blink-182, What's My Age Again?
They showed
I've been
up
telling
on this
you
list.
Guys.
Four times.
I've been telling you guys, this is the best Blink-182 song.
Yeah. I don't think the Kids Bop should have done a video of this with kids running around
yeah.
naked.
Probably not.
But they did. Cut out the other reference to it so that,
so
I just
that it
said
hits
it.
Harder.
just so that I only said it on the correct one.
Yeah. This is for sure a pop punk song.
Yeah, this belongs
Any
in the
arguments?
Top
15.
Yeah.
Not arguing.
No,
1999, what do you guys think about that?
It's crazy,
we're dying.
Man.
I think that life
That's
is.
Early.
I think life is a condition.
Right? Well, not early.
Life is a terminal condition. Or
life
something.
Has a Y in it, and it's a condition.
Throwing around some ideas, guys.
Yeah, anyways, we'll
it's
talk
crazy,
about it
though,
later.
Because I feel like this song, not trying to be all pun, but hasn't aged.
True.
Oh, that's good.
It's just as well produced now as it was back then.
Like you can't make the song any better than it already
what?
Is.
What do you mean?
No, I mean if they were to record this song today, it probably would sound. Pretty similar.
Yeah,
I think like production techniques haven't come light years from back then.
Right.
If anything, it's just gotten worse.
I think it would be a little bit more like Machine Gun Kelly, like very.
It's about
overproduced
that caliber.
I mean, Blink-182 is hella overproduced.
This one, I think the album right after this, it got like the Take Off Your Pants and Jacket was super produced.
Yeah,
but I like it.
As soon as Travis Barker came on board, they got hella produced.
Yeah,
speaking of produced,
yeah.
1994, the top pop punk song of all time, Green Day, Basket Case. What do we think, guys? I think it deserves a spot.
Yeah.
I think it's arguable.
Slow for a pop punk song, right?
Green Day's on here four times
yes.
as well. Blink-182 and Green Day both got on the list four
They're
times.
The mode.
Okay. Well,
it's a split mode.
Wow.
Damn. This is just the two nerds can enjoy this little conversation.
Green Day and Blink-182 comprised 8% of the top 100 pop punk songs.
How many?
Top 8%.
Wow.
They comprised 8%.
Let me go over their competition there. So they got Basket Case at number one. What's My Age Again from Blink at number two.
Uh-huh.
Their second highest.
The head-to-heads.
Longview was 26 and Damn It was 28.
Ooh.
Jesus of Suburbia,
which
for
is not
Green
a
Day,
pop punk song,
was 53 and All the Small Things was 51.
Ooh.
So if you charted this, they're charting together. They're, what do you say?
They're
tracking.
Yeah, they're correlated here.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So Welcome to Paradise was number 94 and The Rock Show was number 80.
Wow.
So those are. the four of each.
So
one.
Though yeah. Green Day took the top spot, I think if we were weighting them, Blink 182 might have a better average. What do you think?
Yeah, I think maybe.
If I made this list, it would just
pretty
be
neck and neck though.
It would be mostly Blink 182 songs.
It would be 100 Blink 182 songs.
Yeah. Well, no, there's probably not 100 Blink 182 songs that I
you
like.
You put Aliens Exist on there?
No, I don't like them before they got produced.
Yeah,
super produced.
Aliens Exist is when they were produced, right?
I don't know.
Art.
Yeah.
Cool. That was the top 100.
Burrito's
got some fucking data.
He wants to do some reflections.
Burrito's gonna take it. He's gonna hearken us back.
Is there anything that isn't on this list that should be on this list?
Yes, for sure.
Such an
open-ended question.
Yeah,
that just comes. That springs to mind immediately. Though.
I'm a loner, Dottie, a rebel. By
you call
Get
that
Up
a
Kids.
Pop punk song?
I think so.
10 right? minutes is probably more of a pop punk song.
10 minutes is a pop punk song.
I'm a loader, Dottie, a rebel, is it?
This is where we get into the whole argument of like what we're considering pop punk.
Like, did you have any egregious omissions, Burrito?
Yes.
Yes, I knew you did.
I mentioned it before.
Arcade Fire.
That one song by Arcade Fire that's really pop punk.
Snow Patrol, you mean?
No.
Oh, snap.
No. Three Small Words.
Oh, yeah.
By whom?
By whomst?
Well, it's a fictional band, Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Performed by... But,
tell me Rachel A. Cook with ears,
letters,
true or false.
Was it Letters to Cleo?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Letters to Cleo.
Hey, Burrito, not to like get you fucking rock hard, but just imagine that... What's her name? Rachel A. Cook. With those little ears just sucking your dick.
He does.
And she has like a daughter.
Why would I do that when I can imagine the other one, Rosario Dawson?
Look out, everybody!
Oh, he's objectively choosing Rosario Dawson. Who's the third one?
Tara Reid.
Tara Reid.
I know too much.
Tara Reid's fucking fucked up nipples.
Rosario Dawson. She has a face that is like she's gonna lecture me on something. You know,
I'm not gonna let her do that.
How?
Maybe when she was
genius
younger.
Was the casting of Tara Reid for Melody from.
I don't know about genius.
It was in the best cast.
I mean, they didn't have any other choice.
Yeah, it was a good pick.
I mean,
if you compare the cartoon to who they casted, she's probably the closest.
Yeah, she's
of
the closest.
Three.
Yeah.
Why would they go like Rachel A. Cook? Was this like 1 year after
Kiss
Me?
All that?
Or, yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, no, that she was hot around this time.
Oh, she was on a Newfound Glory video, right?
Was she?
Yeah. The second track on the self-titled.
I know it's hard for you.
There you go.
Is that Hit or Miss?
Dress to Kill.
Dress to kill.
That should
that
be on there.
Song
that
wasn't
should
on
be
here.
On here.
What else? We started making. Are we announcing that we're making our own list? Or are we not
Jesus.
Announcing?
Oh, spill the beans.
Spill the beans, Brian. That's why they call him B.
Yeah.
Spilling the beans.
Because he's always be trying.
Stay tuned, Slam Citizens.
Stay tuned, Slam Citizens. We're doing some data mining. We're compiling lists. We're checking it twice.
We're going to blow this fucking list out of the water.
And we're going to, what we're going to do is we're going to hack into cleveland.com and replace their list with our list.
Please.
You're not supposed to reveal that part.
Oh. I feel like I'm not qualified to do this because all the pop punk songs I know are
you
on,
have a
are
voice.
On like four albums.
You have a vote,
Brian. I just
vote,
know
Brian.
Like four albums of pop punk.
Brian,
well,
you can listen
you can
to
give
the
it a chance.
You.
Yeah, yeah. You're going
to
have to listen to them.
If you don't know,
and
you must listen.
I just don't know if I'm also in the
if
demographic
you don't know,
anymore for this.
You're in the demographic.
Then you must
the
listen.
Out.
Like, all the pop punk I know was grandfathered in because I was at the
gotta,
perfect age for it.
What's
your
my
age
again?
You got to put yourself in that mindset.
Mindset, yeah. Maybe I'll just get steeped. I'll get steeped in pop punk.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And then listen to it.
You're going to make.
What is it called? What the kids are doing instead of sex nowadays?
Jankum.
Soaking.
Soaking.
Jankum.
Soaking. Help me out, Urban Dictionary. What the fuck is soaking?
Soaking is where you just put your penis inside of the vagina and just, like, stay there.
And then you get your boy
you
to
get
jump
your
on
bro
the bed.
To jump on the bed, so you're not actually pumping, so it's
which
not actually
insane.
Sex.
That's hilarious.
I love
it's
a
sex with more fucking steps. Plus,
I
you got
a
dude.
That's
what
hard
they're
to
doing
explain.
In Utah, right?
Yeah, you got your bro there, too.
Yeah.
It's weird, right?
That's what they do in Utah, is a fun euphemism for Mormons are doing.
That's what they do in Utah. Like, speaking of soaking, we move on from 100 greatest pop punk songs. Burrito, do you have any other wrap up notes you wanted to lay on the listeners?
No.
Would you all say right. that was a shitty ass
stay
list?
Stay tuned for our.
Stay tuned for an arguably better list.
I mean, it's just there's so many flaws in that list. I don't even know if
it was even worth talking
I don't even
about
know if it was
for four
worth,
episodes.
I mean, I think it was a good idea. No, I think it was a good idea, but I'm just mad at the list maker. Dr. Cleveland or whatever his name
is. Dr. Cleveland. We move on to some Japanese news. Japanese pro gamer kicked off esports team after saying, quote, short men shouldn't have human rights.
Here's the thing, dude. I don't like cancel culture. I don't think they should have kicked him off the team.
Her?
Is it a her?
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
That changes things, dude. No, you can keep her on there. She's got to do some, what's it called?
Community service.
Yeah, but what's
community
the reparations? Service.
Oh. Reparations.
She needs to repair her relationship with the Short King community.
Does she do that?
You know how she does that.
How?
Sucking your dick.
Sucking
your dick. I'm just
short
saying, king. If you were a Short King,
yes,
she'd have to suck your dick.
Each and every one of them.
Every one of them.
The cutoff is 67 inches, which is 5'7". Any dude who's under 5'7",
let me tell you.
Oh, okay. Burrito.
Let me tell you what she said first. Okay. So it's a 29-year-old.
Too old.
Wait. Oldest, she's 29?
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Bullshit.
She's 29 years old, yeah.
Okay.
Got a mouth on her.
Yeah, a little uppity.
So she...
What do you say, spring
she
chicken?
She ordered something from Uber Eats.
Uh-huh.
She ordered something from Uber Eats. The guy came to deliver it again and asked her like if he could have her number.
The Uber Eats guy shot his shot?
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And
God.
Let me tell you what she said. She's a 29-year-old Tekken 7
specialist. 29, you say.
Too old.
Yeah, yeah. So she ordered something from Uber Eats. The guy comes and delivers her food and then rings the doorbell again. And then,
he came back?
That's cute. I think that's cute. Yeah. That's like movie shit.
It's like, so
he came back. Yeah.
Beneath the moonlit twilight.
She let down easy. Right?
She let him down easy.
Obviously, he knows where
how'd she let him down.
She didn't want to, like,
how'd she let him down?
No.
Oh, she just said no?
Yeah. Okay. So that's not bad.
Yeah. That's
so far, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's normal behavior.
So then later on, she was streaming on Twitch.
Oh, no.
Sure.
And she's relating this story to her followers. And she says, he was short, probably only, was that 5'5"?
5'7".
No. He was 165 centimeters, 65 inches tall.
Oh, okay.
So 5'5".
Yeah.
He might even have been shorter than 5'5".
What a short king.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I saw how short he was, I was like, nope. And if he'd been tall and had a really buff body, then there's a chance I would have given him my number.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Of course.
Well, I mean,
this isn't
controversial.
If this hot lady came up to me, maybe I would have given her my phone number.
Yeah. And this, I mean, so far, I'm kind of. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little bit, right? And so people were kind of like not really taking her side, you know? So
I guess short people were, right?
I'm not on her side. I'm just saying, like, at least she's just saying what a lot of people feel.
Right, she hasn't gotten into trouble yet, right?
But she's being honest, whereas a lot of people won't admit to this, but this is most women. This is what most women would say, is it not?
Yeah, if they were, a tall guy with a buff body, really?
Yeah. So, anyways, go ahead.
But that then would definitely she says, be a stereotypical preference.
Yes.
5'5 is tiny. It's no good. Honestly, if you're under 170 centimeters, you have no human rights.
That's obviously a joke.
Wow.
If you're a guy who's less than 170 centimeters tall, please live your life with the idea, I have no human rights in your mind at all times.
Okay, that's kind of funny. She's just, it's a joke. I mean, she obviously means it, but it is a joke.
Please look into bone lengthening surgeries.
Oh, my God.
Type bone lengthening surgery into
in real time.
A search engine. Once you get
this
to 170 centimeters, then you'll start to get proper human rights.
Okay, here's the thing. She does mean it, but I think she's like being a
short
heel.
Guys
she's just,
obviously
she's trolling.
Shouldn't have human rights.
She didn't mean it.
Know your place.
Oh, this is still going? Still going?
Yeah, it's still going.
Go ahead.
I'm tough on short guys, but let me say this. I'm nice to fatties and baldies.
She's obviously trolling.
Yes. She means it's kind of like my character on this show.
Your character.
My character, which is that I kind of mean some of the things I'm saying, but I'm also heightening it.
Tongue in cheek.
Okay.
Yeah, tongue meet cheek.
Like when I'm out there in the world, I actually respect women. When I come in here.
He's just out here respecting women.
I respect women.
It's weird.
He's giving everyone a peek behind the beaded curtains, guys.
Yeah, he goes to like the convenience store. Ladies, a cashier's like, I respect you. Here's $10.
I do say that. I just want you to know, as a man,
I respect you. You say get it, girl, a lot. And then I say
yes, queen.
Yes, queen, fabulous. I think you clap with one hand, but two hands clapping at the same time.
That's right. So anyways, is it not clear that she's joking on this?
Maybe she's not.
Maybe she wasn't. I don't know.
It's so clearly satirical when she says that they don't deserve human rights.
Well.
Anyway.
I hope so. Anyway, yeah. I thought you guys might have something to say.
Are you serious? But it's so clearly, a lot of that is a joke. Is it not as clear to you? I mean, you don't think it's clear that it's a joke?
I think it could be construed by people who are offended by it.
Yeah, but it's a joke that they're offended by it.
Yeah, they shouldn't be.
But I'm just saying.
The other thing is that she's like Japanese, and the average height for Japanese men is 5'7".
Yeah.
It's actually 5'7". That's what Google told me.
Well, it sounds like she's self-hating. It sounds like she's turning her back on the community.
Like half of the population of Japanese men, I don't want to talk to you.
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm like full-blown in this woman's court. I love the short kings. I respect the short kings. I think a lot of people, I don't think they get enough sex, personally. And I think that my boys need to get fucked.
Yeah.
But she's just she. Okay, the first part.
I mean, I'm 5'8", so I don't care.
Yeah, he passes muster.
You're out here enjoying your human rights, and that's cool.
Yeah. I got mine.
Anyways, I don't like the fact that she was making fun of this dude, but she was joking. So, as someone who likes jokes, I don't think she should be kicked off or something for making jokes.
She played Tekken.
What's that? She lost her contact.
Professionally plays Tekken.
She's a Twitch streamer?
Yeah.
Okay. She's an esports gamer.
I don't like that.
Pro.
You don't like that?
I don't like e-girls.
You don't like e-girls?
No.
Okay. Do you like Sloppy Toppy?
I do love Sloppy Toppy.
Let's talk about it. When was the last time you had some sloppy ass toppy, though? I mean, 20 years ago?
No. Wait. When you say sloppy toppy, do you just mean good sloppy head, or do you mean bad head?
No, I mean good head. Sloppy toppy is good head.
Yeah, but I didn't know if you meant like sloppy and like kind of a not. They're not doing a good job.
Oh, I see. As in they're over wineified.
What's that?
They just drank too much wine, and now they're like, it's a penis.
Oh, no. That's something different.
Oh, look at the penis.
You're not allowed to get that kind of head.
What? A wine head?
You can't get wine head,
You can't get purse wine head?
You can't get wine head.
You can get wine head.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Unless if you're married to them, it's still iffy, but you don't want to get wine head and then get a phone call the next morning from a lawyer.
Oh, you also have wine head.
What do you mean?
You're both wined up. Wine, dine, then 69.
Hey, man, if you want to take that risk, go ahead.
You're not allowed to get wine head?
Nope.
I think the majority takes that risk, Brian.
The majority do, but hey, whatever,
There's a biscuit there.
I have a
standing rule.
My dick, I have attached to it is a
breathalyzer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So
your dick is straight edge. It won't even kiss a woman who's had some drinks. Your dick won't even kiss a woman.
No, it's a liability. It's a legal liability.
That's why you got
in
waivers.
In this climate, dude. That's why I got
it
waivers.
It is humid.
Anyway, so what was it? Sloppy Toppy?
Sloppy Toppy.
We took a little...
Sloppy Toppy. When was the last time you had 20 years ago?
No. Pretty recently. And,
wow. And it was sloppy, too? It was
really sloppy, dude.
Wow.
Brian's on the dating game.
I'm getting out wet and wild, dude.
Earlier, I was saying that this kind of made me uncomfortable. It kind of makes me uncomfortable to talk about. It seems...
Risqué?
Yeah. Do we...
Or personal?
Yeah, do I normally? I guess I do get this personal.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Like, I don't know why this is one of the.
Yeah, why is this? Is it because you're scared of getting oral sex?
No,
receiving?
No.
You're scared to receive oral sex.
No, I'm not. But yeah, I like head.
All right,
is that it?
No, we're going with Sloppy Toppy. We were thinking if it was radio friendly or not.
Oh yeah.
And we wanted to brainstorm a sitcom called Sloppy Toppy.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I posited that it would be two broke girls.
But at a hair salon.
At a hair salon.
Yeah.
Where they're giving blowjobs in the...
those two characters in that show, Two Broke Girls, were definitely... It could be the same characters in a different show. Because they're the kind of girls that are giving lots of Sloppy Toppy. I'm not slut shaming. You know I don't do that.
That's not slut shaming.
They eat ass, too.
Oh, yeah. They nasty. What's that one girl with the big ones?
Kat Dennings.
Oh, God. Dude, did you see there was a fappening for
the, oh, really?
For her.
What she are needed they, like, to put F's? Her makeup on.
They're fucking fat, dude.
The mad blue vein?
I don't mind it, dude. You got actually I saved them a long time ago.
Oh my God.
So I can show you. I think it's
still on the cloud drive.
I think it's on like my personal Dropbox.
It's in his photos roll.
But yeah, dude. Anyways, I hate to admit that because it's bad to.
It's illegal
to have them.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I don't have them. I was just kidding.
I've never even seen them.
I saw them, but someone showed it to me, and I said, "Turn that phone away from me, you fucking fool!"
You fool with your illicit content.
Anyway, so yeah, Sloppy Toppy. What would you? Kat Dennings.
Kat Dennings as a.
Dude, hairdresser. Can you imagine? I mean, she's like probably 32, so I wouldn't do this. But back in the day, dude.
Yeah.
Just those big fat the big fat titties plus the sloppy toppy. Don't even, I mean,
or just, she would just like,
seamlessly
yeah.
going from the sloppy toppy to titty fucking, it would be insane.
Yeah. To where she's like spitting on it too. So just like
don't
insane.
Don't even get me started, dude. In fact,
the sloppiest. So that's not even a sitcom, though. That's know, just Kat Dennings giving you oral sex.
I was just trying to have an innocent brainstorm session about a sitcom, and it gets to this. Burrito!
Okay, what's the premise?
This sitcom, let's clean it up. Has to be safe for radio.
PG-13.
Yes, PG-13.
Sloppy Toppy.
So, like, what's the it's a what's pizza the restaurant about?
It's a salon.
It's a salon,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think pizza works okay. better.
Yeah.
Sloppy Toppy. But
wait, why? Oh, like toppings?
Yeah.
All right, okay. I got
like they put too okay. many toppings.
Okay, so it's a girl who used to be a whore, a prostitute.
Julie Roberts.
Yeah, it's a
Mystic Pizza meets Pretty Woman.
Nice.
Kinda, Sloppy yeah. Toppy.
But she's like trying to go on the straight and narrow. No, actually, okay. She gets busted and she's like well known in the community as an ex prostitute.
Yeah.
And
everybody knows she's running this family restaurant, but everybody knows she used to be a whore.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. I don't know how she gets the money to become. I guess maybe
sucking dick, probably.
Yeah, maybe she had like one last client. Okay,
one last dick.
One last client. It was like some rich guy in town.
Oh,
and she ends up being a sugar baby.
Yeah, she put her name on his will and sucked his dick to death.
Yeah, and then she starts Sloppy Toppy.
Yeah,
and she's trying so hard not to be a whore anymore.
Right,
but I think every episode,
there's a lot of handsome guys jokes. Keep coming up in the pizza parlor.
A lot of sausage jokes.
But I think, yeah, does she do
I could use a hand roll Italian sausage.
With canned laughter.
Yeah, there's just like heightened sexual tension all over the place.
Oh my God. I mean, it might be too hot.
That was straight up from the 90s, man.
Extra mushroom.
Yeah, and she's like, okay, Dave, get lost. I ain't sucking your old dick.
Dave, not again.
It's
I don't
friend
gotta
Dresser.
Suck
yeah, why
dick
is Fran
no
all of a sudden sloppy
get
toppy?
I ain't gotta suck dick no more, Dave.
Tell me if this is overconified, but what if it was a Kinko's kind of setting called Sloppy Copy?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Sloppy Copy's not bad.
And is it would the just same be, story?
No, it'd just be kind of a skit sitcom.
Skitcom?
Yeah.
No, I think
like
just...
Like Roundhouse?
No. It's like Big Bang Theory, but at a fucking
coffee shop. Like
coffee
a printing shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what is the I guess it's just a it's just
no,
a fun
these,
name.
It's just
these
a bunch
kids
of
are just
amateurs
getting fucking high
yeah.
all day.
Oh, and they're getting sloppy toppy?
No, they're making
they're
sloppy
making
copies.
Sloppy copies.
I know, but is it a double entendre for something?
It's just called sloppy copy.
What's the but copy place actually head? Called in the show though?
What's the what?
The copy place called in the show. It has like a real name. Like Dunder Mifflin.
Right. It's a copulate.
Copulate?
Yeah.
No, that's terrible.
Copulate.
It sounds like you're making copies yeah. late. Who wants that?
Yeah, that's true.
You can have a selling name.
Kinkies!
Oh.
Yeah.
Throw it at that.
But if it's already a sexual name, why isn't it called Sloppy Copy in the show?
Because it's funnier
you
this way.
You can't really sell a business called Sloppy Copy.
But you can call Kinkies?
Kinkies.
Yeah, I guess you can Kinkies, yeah.
I don't
Kinkies.
Know.
Yeah, Kinkies.
Yeah. But it's supposed
Kinky's
to be like,
copy
it's
shop.
A knockoff Kinko's.
Kinky's Copy Corner. What do you think?
3KKK. Leave it in, J-Mark.
Sloppy Copy with a K.
Sloppy Copy with a K. Yeah. I think we're going way too far.
Overqualified!
Yeah.
I just think you should...
Kat Dennings sucking your dick.
I think we got to have Kat Dennings letting me titty fuck her and then her getting
I don't think you've moved past that.
I mean, dude, you got to see these pictures that don't exist anywhere near my computer.
That was Double X Quantimino.
He's doing hand bra.
Hand bra.
Yeah, you know about hand bra?
Who doesn't?
Tell us about hand bra.
Dude, it's what it sounds like. Hey, Burrito, you know what? Can you tell us about a hand bra?
No.
You know what? You know about hand bras?
It's where you put your hands instead of your bra.
Yeah, you just...
So it's like a hand bra.
50-50. Your hands are 25-25, but...
Oh. Uh-huh.
That's it.
Okay.
This is in high school.
What?
That was a brand new reference.
Oh. What are we doing? What's going on?
Gluteus financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tess today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news.
Teo. Man stunned when his dog lands a 40-pound speeding ticket driving on the motorway.
This is pretty sweet.
Okay, what's the catch here? What's
I just like the picture, it is which a is good great picture. For radio.
Yes.
But it's, yeah, it's just a picture of a little dog.
Getting caught like by the speeding camera. Yeah.
Getting caught by a speeding camera.
Riding in the driver's seat.
Riding dirty, as they call it.
Yeah. And the guy, I just want to know, because we have some... law picture. Experts here.
Yeah.
Could this guy have gotten out of this ticket, do you think?
Brian McFly, defense attorney.
Brian McFly, defense attorney.
Because he went and turned himself in. He was like, yeah, it was me driving.
Wait, okay, wait, what happened? Sorry. So wait.
So the guy had the dog in his lap and just kind of showed the dog.
Oh, the guy's
uncle.
Yeah.
Oh,
the driver, really? Did you read this? The driver in Germany was left speechless after ripping open a letter. Okay, never mind. So wait. All right, sorry. I was just so distracted about...
An awesome picture of a dog driving a car.
Yeah. Okay, so what was the question you asked me?
Could he have gotten off?
Oh, by saying, yeah. Your Honor, yeah.
Clearly, I'm not a dog. Yeah. Now, I'm just a simple country pumpkin lawyer, yeah. But...
My client, as you can see, is not a dog.
Leo Honor.
I'm not a dog, like that thing, that story back in the day.
What story?
I'm not a cat.
I'm not a cat. Remember the lawyer had the...
No, we don't care about it anymore.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm not a cat.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a cat.
You're on a cat. I guess two people care.
Three.
Wow, yeah. Way to shut it down.
Speaking of not caring...
Bullshit! Fans confused after Wheel of Fortune contestant wins car on incorrect answer.
I love that Pat Sajak just... If it's a woman and she says an incorrect answer, he will not give it to her. But if it's a dude and he likes the dude, he's like, you know what, bro? Free car.
I agree with you. I also like that.
And actually, if it's a black guy, he won't even.
Now, I don't know. I'm always sticking up for my boy for not being racist.
Wait, so what was the puzzle? What was the puzzle?
Yeah, what is the...
Something with an the. Article. There was a the at the beginning that the guy didn't say.
It was like the final answer or something like that.
Yeah.
And he said the final, and then he's like, final solution, no.
Final buzzer.
Yeah,
buzzer.
Final buzzer was the word.
Was the
okay,
final
so he goes, the gannel, the final beater, final buzzer.
He says like that.
This is how it should be.
No, he missed
but
the word
so
"duh."
Pedantic.
No,
he's
three words.
No, he should have got the car.
No, you have to say the
I
whole
disagree.
Phrase.
I fucking hate that.
But that's like the rule.
I hate it.
Unless you're a dude and Pat Sajak likes you.
It's an no.
Yeah,
that is true. I don't
also
know.
Also, like with the crossword, but like if you say "and,"
I know, and you already
you
know how I feel about that. I don't like
the pedantry. But it is the whole premise of the show is pedantry.
I don't know, man.
You can't let it slide.
Bullshit. I can, and I will.
No, Pat Sajak can't unless it's a nice young white boy.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What if you're getting stopped by the police?
What? Who did that? Wait, what?
What if you get stopped by the police?
It's your turn. Yeah, you, yeah.
Oh, man.
What if it's a study that finds men something?
Is this story important? Can you skip it?
No, this story pertains specifically to Brian McFly.
Yeah, specifically to me.
Specifically.
Give me a good...
Speaking of orgasms...
Study finds men with a sense of humor more likely to women
guys,
orgasm.
I mean, there's no need to...
No,
there's no need to goof on me.
No,
true or
false?
Out.
No, check
Look,
this out.
If you don't
this
find me
why.
Funny, I get it. Dude,
this
but
is
you don't
why.
Have to goof on
no,
me.
No, they're like this. This is your joke.
Okay.
Okay? Got your clitoris.
Dude, that is a fat clit. Even
it's
if
a baby penis.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so study finds men with a sense of humor more likely to make women orgasm. I can't argue with this, dude.
Yeah, because nobody likes people who don't have senses of humor, man.
Yeah, and also...
the entire thing about humor is empathy, right?
Yeah.
So if you know how to empathize with someone, you can make it come.
Although...
you can make it come. Although you don't have to if you don't want
also,
to.
Also, I think there's probably some like shitty guys out there that just know how to really bring down the hammer.
Yeah.
Literally.
No, I think they just like pound their way. And if a woman's going to come on that dick, she will. If she's not, she's not.
Yeah.
He's just like, pounding. He's just God's laying wood.
Vagina.
Yeah.
You know?
Burrito, there's a key word in here, study. What do you think of this study?
Yeah, did you look at the methodology?
Page and Dr. Smart
Man. Uh-oh.
I did not look at the study.
Well, it's on PubMed, so...
It's on Medium. It's on Medium.com.
So you know it's real. God.
Joe Duncan wrote it.
Yeah, I guess they just asked. Wait,
they took a survey. Do you like funny men?
They asked the guys, like or did they ask ladies?
It correlates.
That's a flawed mythology.
It's on Medium, dude. It doesn't have to be fucking sound science. It's a blog site.
Here are the reasons.
Medium's a blog site.
Here are the possible reasons. It helps us. Humor helps us navigate difficult and comfortable social situations. It helps us cope with tragedy and pain. It helps put people at ease. It's entertaining.
None of those things make women come.
I know. Never mind. I read the wrong thing. Bullshit. Anyways.
Does it add 6 degrees to your cock heat?
Yeah, if you got fever dick.
Fever dick.
Fever dick.
Speaking of fever dick, driverless car appears to flee the scene after being pulled over by the cops.
What is this, amateur?
Even driverless cars know ACAB. See, it was a black car, so it thought it was going to get gunned down if it didn't leave the scene.
It all, you
I
know,
got
also,
a lot. Let's go.
It always helps to not get gunned down, to run away from the cop.
Yes.
But anyways, driverless car.
That's it.
Hold on. No, I can think of a bit.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. No, I can't.
Okay. How about this one? Harmful chemicals found in toys and canned food at U.S. discount stores.
Yeah, I saw this earlier.
Do you shop at discount stores, Brian?
Not really.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask.
Yeah, I saw. I knew you were calling.
Anybody ever had Clover Valley?
Shredded white chicken in a can.
Shredded white chicken in a can.
Added water.
Added water and added lead, apparently.
Is that what it is? Is it lead?
Yeah.
Does it name the discount store in the story?
Does it drag them?
Yeah.
I think it's like a British thing. I think this is a British thing because it's Guardian.
No,
right?
It says U.S. dollar stores.
Oh.
But I'll have to register to read the rest of this bullshit.
Pass.
If you had to guess.
Dollar Tree.
Family Dollar.
I think it was Dollar 23.
Five Below.
Dollar 23.
Oh, yeah, Dollar
23, man.
Yeah.
They fucking up.
Throwback!
Did I drop that Lucas anecdote?
Yeah, a Lucas anecdote?
Yeah. Did we talk about Lucas on the show before?
What's Lucas Brothers?
No, Lucas, the...
Oh, yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Has, like, lead in it.
Yeah, way too much lead.
You did.
What's Lucas?
You don't know Lucas?
Lucas lemon salt?
You don't know the lemon salt?
Oh, yeah, you did
Lucas
talk about
chili
that.
Powder? Yeah. Kids used to just put it on their hands and lick it.
I don't like that it's called Lucas.
That's
like
a brand.
Just some guy's
some
name.
Some dude. Yeah. It's his patented salt.
His what salt?
His patented salt. Lucas's patented salt.
Oh, patented.
It's just like he...
Oh, no.
Some Lucas. Yeah. You want some Lucas?
He would go out and run, and then, like... Oh. Let his
take
let
a lemon bath.
Salt
lemon bath.
Dry
he would
on his
run
skin.
Lucas, your lemon bath take is a lemon ready. Bath. Thanks, Ma. I just got done with a wicked hike.
He installed like a drain in a normal bathtub on the outside, mm-hmm. so that when he's done, he just kind of drains it into a.
No, it's an outside tub.
Yeah.
With fresh squozen lemons, and he jumps in, and then he just leaves it to dry in the sun. That's how you get natural Lucas salt.
Nice. Well, and this, you know, it's not bad. It sounds gross, but the sun kills all the
bacteria.
So it's not a bad.
It's sun bleaching.
Not a bad
it.
Deal. Yeah.
So was that your throwback?
Yeah.
You basically, Arthur was just like, "Are you guys happy? Are you guys
Lucas?
Are you guys pleased with yourself?
Always. You know, Slam Citizens." Burrito is also known to being a Japanese Bigfoot hunter. Despite not being Japanese and still researching if the plural of Bigfoot is Bigfoots or Big Feet. So grab those night vision goggles. We're baiting these traps with the juiciest of headlines. This is Burrito's Nippon News. Segment within a segment. Hey, Burrito, I hate to tell you, but it's Big Feet. Yeah.
Is it?
Big Feet.
Big Feet.
Damn.
No. I'll vote for Bigfoots.
Bigfoot is his name.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, that's why it's Foots.
It's his name-o.
No, his name is Harry.
The Henderson? Harry Henderson?
Harry Henderson.
I guess Bigfoot is only in the U.S. because out in Japan, it's the Yeti. Which I thought
the Yeti was the abominable snowman.
Yeah, me too.
Abominable. Yeah, whereas Bigfoot's more of a swamp monster. Or like forest creature.
Maybe.
Yeah, aren't Yetis white?
Yeah, but I guess he's like in... Yeah, they're in the snow-capped mountains.
Okay, so
Ski-Free has Yetis.
Is your theory that if Bigfoot from America...
It's like hurricane and typhoon.
If he lived in a snowy environment, exactly. His fur would turn white during the winter?
Natural selection would say that
maybe.
It would be a better disguise mechanism.
Okay, but I'm into it.
But if I was there, I would find the Yeti.
What does natural erection say, though?
What?
What?
He's,
okay.
What?
He was talking about what he said earlier.
Yeah.
So Burger King is releasing a King Yeti. Yeah.
King
burger.
Yeti?
Yeah, what King think, Yeti. Art? It's got like a pound of meat or something. It's a 1 pound beef burger.
That's a lot of beef.
There's a lot of jizz on this shit. Holy fuck.
Let me tell you the ingredients from top to bottom. Toasted sesame bun, that freshly sliced onion,
good.
Mild fresh. Caesar sauce,
Caesar?
Pickles, yeah, pickles,
mm-hmm.
Two slices of Gouda cheese,
Gouda, yeah. Nice,
two flame grilled 100% beef patties,
100%,
mild Caesar sauce,
more mild,
yeah, two more slices of Gouda cheese,
wow,
two flame grilled 100% beef patties again,
sure. Whoa. Uh-huh.
Two slices of Gouda cheese again.
Good
and
God.
Then another
Good
bun.
God.
You are a smelly pirate
six
hooker.
Slices of Gouda, a shitload of Caesar dressing, apparently.
I mean, this looks good.
I don't know about the Caesar. Is it going to be the fishy Caesar? You know what I mean?
And
the
it only equals Caesar dressing? 1 pound of beef.
I'm not sure. Yes, only 1 pound.
They're quarter pounders.
I thought there was six patties in there.
No, it's six slices of Gouda.
Oh. Four patties?
Four patties,
yeah.
Child's play.
You think you can take that burger
Fuck
down?
Fuck yeah, I can.
Yeah,
right, we're shipping one from Japan.
We can make one at home.
Customers can get the option to order a half cut, which means the burger is served. Well, you still get the whole burger.
That's not even the Yeti anymore. That's like the
They just cut it in half for you?
But they just cut it in half for you, yeah.
And they only sell you half of it?
No, you get the whole burger. They just cut it in half for you.
King Solomon.
Yeah.
King Solomon's burger.
But you order it as half cut, so they cut it in half for you.
Half cut. I like that. That's like my bot circumcision.
You got a fade.
You got a sloppy top.
All right, J-Mark, cut into the other one. Anyway,
connect them
it's
dots.
It's priced at $17.50.
God damn.
So it's about $15.
Well, wow. That's just the burger. But it's a pound burger. Okay?
Yeah.
And they only sell like it from 2 o'clock to the end of the day.
It's like a Fuddrucker.
Burger King's value.
What burrito?
They start serving it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so you can't order it before then.
The time limit on this thing.
I can't have this for breakfast. Can't.
He's just reading copy
and
straight.
Dinner?
He's just reading copy straight from Burger King.
What the
Burger King Corporate?
You gotta wait till 2.
Yeah, because it's irresponsible to have it.
You have a late lunch
for lunch, I guess.
Well, if you're by that time you should be super hungry.
Culture dictates you don't have sloppy toppy until after 2.
Yep.
Sloppy toppies. It's after 2 p.m. and before 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's the 12-hour sloppy toppy.
Speaking of sloppy toppy.
Speaking of. I don't usually bring up anime statues, but this is a special case.
What else does it bring up?
Sometimes I do.
Sure.
So there's a company in Japan called Kotobukiya. and they produce these statues called Bishoujo. Mm-hmm, and I actually collect quite a few of them.
Yeah, they got butts and titties.
I like butts and titties.
Is that the brand Bishoujo?
No, Bishoujo is
a
type.
Okay. Yeah, Bishoujo is like a line of figures.
Man.
And many companies make this type of figure.
What's it called when you like?
Is it like it's a style?
Was it weeboo?
Just Kotobukiya. It just means
yes.
Bishoujo just means beautiful girl.
Fucking okay. Optimus Prime could get it.
Yeah, so they started out with like Marvel characters and DC characters.
So they take the accents of what makes that character look like that character and applies it to beautiful girl statue. Is that what it is? I'm just trying to picture this.
You know, every time we do a story like this, I become more and more of a weeb like you, Burrito.
So tell me about this, Burrito.
Okay, so they started with like Marvel characters and DC characters. Then they kind of moved into doing hot girl more. Versions of horror characters. So like they've got a Michael girl version Myers. Of Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers. Werewolf.
Michelle Myers?
I think so.
Frederica Krueger?
Michael?
They've got
Jason Voorhees?
The chainsaw.
Jamie.
Yeah, they've got him.
Oh, Leatherface?
It's really interesting. Yeah, they got Leatherface.
They got Leatherface?
Yeah.
Wow.
But now they've got Transformers. So no, they're coming trans. Out with Optimus.
Transformers.
Thank you.
What do you think?
Optimus Prime.
Thank
and
you.
Megatron. And I think I might, I don't know.
You might get them hot. Both.
They're kind of hot.
Yeah. Burrito, if you had to pick one.
I still
only
had
money
these.
For one.
If you only had $90, which one would you get?
I like blue hair, bitch. I like her outfit better.
Yeah, I like Optimus Prime over here.
Which one's Optimus?
No, the blue hair bitch.
The one on the left.
Optimus could get it.
Yeah. I like this like look. Like she's she does
rough and tumble
hiking. She's a hiking guide.
I don't know when they're expected to come out. I usually am up on these, but
you dropped the ball, ladies and gentlemen.
I did. I dropped the ball. I got the most recent ones that were. Who are they?
Burrito, I'm going to ask you something. Yeah. I need you to be 100% honest with me.
100.
Have you ever rubbed your dick on one of these things?
No.
Just in one of these things. Burrito, you've never not once.
Burrito. Hey. Man, we can cut this out afterwards. J Mark.
Yeah, this is just betwixt men.
When he tells me the truth, J Mark, cut this out. So when I get the truth out of him, Burrito, I'll give you one more opportunity.
I have never rubbed my peen.
His pain.
Okay.
Have they been in your butt?
All right, hey, J Mark, go ahead and cut that out just because I don't want to have lying on this podcast.
All right, speaking of
lying,
of metal things.
Uh oh.
Police baffled by bizarre guardrail crime theft crime spree.
Spree?
Yeah.
You know, holy shit.
You know, like when you're going around mountain passes and there's like guardrails?
Sure.
So that you don't fall off the mountain or whatever.
Yeah, I love them.
So there have been people that have been going around and stealing the metal.
It's funny.
It's a bit.
It is a
Why
funny
are they
bit.
Stealing it for the cars to fly off?
No one knows.
It can't be for scrap value because
what is it? Just like aluminum or
industrial
it's probably
steel.
Just like steel.
Steel, yeah.
Shitty ass steel.
Yeah, aluminum wouldn't be too good, would it?
Wouldn't probably be strong not. Enough.
And it'd
it
be
says
too expensive.
That, in a 2-week period, 13 guardrails on national and prefectural highways have been stolen, along with 42 curved end terminals. So the little loop-de-loop part at the end.
Maybe it's a psycho that just wants people to die on these roads.
I mean, maybe.
But it's like throughout Japan, right?
Oh, so it's not just one person.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like
one city.
No, let's see. In
the
Chiba,
countryside.
So I guess a couple different ones, maybe. Chiba's Road and Environment Bureau.
It says that these have taken over 200 guardrails. Is that true?
Yeah, it says. Wait, where are you seeing that? All I see is. It says the total comes to 26 rails and 175 end terminals.
Mm. Too many.
Yeah.
So much are these rails. What's the total value of stolen?
13,000 US.
Wow.
That's a lot.
If you steal a car, it's more than that.
Yeah, that's just
like
a lot.
You wouldn't download a car, would you?
Would you download a TV, DVD?
That's
a. Don't
you
big.
Dare. Don't you dare end the segment, dude.
Was.
No, don't do it. Burrito, help. Help.
The news.
Oh, no.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gets serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
And this
what
is what if at home. Shh.
I'll go first, guys.
Yes.
Boom Chi. They measure their food in feet or by
Subway?
The foot. Yes.
Oh, my God.
No, 11
God.
Inches, man.
Oh, what?
Busway.
At Subway today, guys.
Did you get fake tuna?
Nah, man. I don't do the tuna.
Was it the classic Italian?
I didn't get the Italian.
Arthur went cheap.
Of course.
And Arthur got 15% off.
Oh. Holy shit.
Okay, you use the app.
Yeah, of course.
And it was like just a turkey sandwich. Day, yeah.
That's even worse than that.
Black Forest ham.
Nah, worse than that.
What? Oh.
It's like the number one worst thing they offer.
Veggie sandwich?
No, it was that that Philly cheese the steak. No.
That's up there.
That's up there.
Is it really?
That's not a premium sandwich. Bad.
Meatball.
It's next to the meatball. It's not
tuna?
Not the tuna.
Next to the meatball.
Like the chicken?
No.
Oh, the chicken sucks.
So I think it has like ham, bologna, and one more
bologna. Oh, cold cut combo? Yes. That's the best thing there, dude.
That's not the best.
No, that's the worst. That's the cheapest fucking thing they got.
Bologna.
If I go there every now and then, I'll get the cold cut combo. By choice.
I haven't had bologna in many years.
It's got a first name.
It's good.
What is it?
Mayer.
Yep.
Like John Mayer. Yep.
Oh.
His body is a wonderland.
Are you talking about Oscar Mayer?
Yeah.
Oscar Mayer's Oscar body Mayer. Is the one in line. Yeah, Oscar Mayer. All right, burrito.
What'd you have alone?
Did you too have a sandwich?
Boomchi, I did. Oh. I made it at home.
Oh, it was a turkey with Swiss.
Not Swiss.
Uh-oh. Gouda.
Not Gouda either.
Provolone.
Monster.
No, Monster. Cheddar. That's what I had.
Monster.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
What?
Yeah.
I was fucking around, dude.
Well, burrito, don't fuck around.
Hey, Munster's really good.
Does the orange sweat of Munster bother you at all?
A little bit.
Does it sweat?
It's like a juice on it.
I don't mind.
I love that little orange around the edges.
The juice.
You lick the sweat, dude?
You lick the sweat?
Yeah, that's Munster sweat.
You Keithin in this bitch?
Keithin?
You Keithin?
He's soaking.
Hey, baby, we got to sweat up your pussy, lady.
Soaking up.
It was the peppered turkey.
Oh, fancy.
Treat yourself!
Pepper turkey and Munster.
Yeah.
Wow. Pepper turkey and Munster.
Do you add anything like mayo or toast the bread? What do you do here?
I didn't because I was super rushed in the morning. So I threw it together, took it to work. Just turkey and cheese.
Well,
so you're having a morning sesh that was rushing you out the door.
It was a dry ass sandwich.
It was real sad. Yeah, it was kind of dry.
Mayonnaise doesn't travel, though, so you can't do that.
Sure,
if
you have, like,
if you put the right amount, it travels.
Come on.
And you toast the bread, there's a delicate balance that happens.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, making your sandwiches right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You cut them in half as triangles or just down the middle?
Triangles.
Triangles.
Triangles is a classy way to go.
Yeah, speaking of triangles.
Triangles are a nice cut.
Boomchi. Yeah.
Although I don't think I do that. I've never really cut my sandwiches.
I don't cut it down the middle.
But if I did, I would do it the like kindergarten way.
Holy shit. Left down and the right?
Middle? It was just down the middle. What do you
hot
mean?
Hot dog
right?
Or ham piles, hamburger style?
It's the same. It's a square.
Yeah, I usually just do it in the middle.
It's a square.
There's like the top of
it's
the bread.
It's not a square.
A sandwich. It's a square.
Rectangle.
It's
do you cut off your crust?
He cuts off his crust.
No, but
I forgot.
No, I love crust. No, dude.
Yeah, but it fucking has a crust, an upper crust.
That's not a square. A slice of bread is not a square.
He buys the cheap bread.
Which way is it symmetrical?
It's a square.
I know what you're talking about.
It's not left and right or up or down.
But it's more of a square than it is a fucking rectangle.
Left and right or up or down.
He's just doing it down the middle with a top.
Up and down.
With the top.
But it's you could just turn it and then it looks like the other thing.
Never no, gonna be
if
a triangle.
You cut it the other way, right. The bottom will look different from
okay,
the top.
Okay, but which one is hamburger? Which one's hot dog?
Hot dog is like a hot dog.
With the
yeah, right down the butt
with
crack
the,
of the
butt. Crack.
Butt crack of the bread.
All right, I shouldn't protest it so much. This makes sense.
I think thou dost protest too much.
I do hot dog.
Of course.
It is a square, though.
Who would do the other way? That's insane, right?
I think someone that's like not thinking about it because it doesn't matter.
It does matter. I don't see how it doesn't matter.
Look, you can only cut it that way if you're cutting it into four.
You can only cut it that way if you're a psychopath.
People cut their sandwiches into four? Yeah.
If you cut it in four, you're going in an X.
Wait, I thought when you
putting
said...
toothpicks on there?
I thought when you said you cut it in a triangle that you cut it in an X.
No.
Who does that?
That is cool, though. Little hors d'oeuvres.
Like a club sandwich.
Yeah, like the little ones.
And then you stack it.
put a big toothpicks in it.
Yeah, put
the
skewer.
Tiniest little bites.
It's a toothpick with a little thing on the end, a little wrapping that's like a
cellophane.
Plastic thing. Yeah.
What? Cling to me what like saying? Cellophane. Condom?
No.
Not right now.
It's not ringing a bell.
Yeah. No idea. Boomchi, I too had a sandwich.
Oh. So many sandwiches.
Boomchi, let's say endangered species.
Rhino? Ooh.
Did you have like a whale sandwich?
I did not have whale sandwich.
Beluga?
No, it's a clue to the sandwich shop that I went to.
Oh.
Endangered species.
Oh, Quiznos.
You know? That's a good ass answer, though.
I mean, is it not? Is the shop going out of business?
No, the shop's thriving.
But the name of it is.
No. The name of it, yeah.
Cuckoo?
No, the name of it is...
Cuckoo Sammy's.
It's named after somebody who likes endangered species.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's a sandwich shop.
Yeah.
Jimmy John's?
Yes, sir.
Jimmy John's?
Jimothy John's himself.
Leave him alone. He wants to kill some animals. Let him take out the animals. I don't give a... He paid for it.
He paid for it. Shit. They let him. He paid for it.
Did you have the Billy Club?
I did not.
Billy Club?
I had its kissing cousin.
The Vito?
No. Vito's the Italian.
It's a kissing cousin, could.
No, it's exactly like the Billy Club, but instead of ham, it's turkey.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. But that's what I had.
Okay. Billy Club with turkey?
Yeah. What else did I have on
What's
there?
It called?
I can't remember.
But what kind of, is it turkey? And...
It's got roast beef, turkey.
Oh, it's like a club.
A Billy Club.
But with turkey.
Yeah. Instead of ham. What else did I have on it?
Lettuce, tomatoes.
Yes, yes.
Bean sprouts.
I forget about the bean sprouts.
That's where you get all the salmonella.
Salt, pepper, oil, and vinegar.
Yes, yes. Keep going.
I mean, is there anything special?
Tomatoes?
Or we just pickles?
No pickles.
Banana peppers. Pepperoncinis, if you will.
Yeah. Well, not pepperoncinis or banana pepper, but the jalapenos. Spicy relish. The spicy relish.
Ooh. Is that a new thing?
No, they have
been there.
Get it.
Yeah, ooh, get the bean sprouts.
I do love a relish.
You relish a relish.
I relish
I'm not
it.
Saying that.
I said it.
But I, yeah.
That's what I had for lunch. What Brian. Lunch?
I gotta, okay, let me think of something that I can
harken
make up.
Back.
Let me harken back because today was gumbo. And yesterday was gumbo.
And the day before was much like the day before.
Yeah. Boomchi came in a can.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dude.
Boomchi was a.
I mean.
You too had a sandwich, Boomchi.
Boomchi. Sandwich, but different than y'all's sandwiches.
We ran the gamut on sandwich places, guys.
Yeah, but this was a beef sandwich.
Oh. You have a jus?
No, it was hamburger. It was a cheeseburger. Yeah. It's at the place that... Okay, do you remember what one of my favorite burgers here are? My favorite burger place?
Because of the burger fries? Jams? Because of the fries?
They have the best fries in Slam City.
The best fries in Slam City?
You're not going to agree with me, but... I'll just say
it. Was it Five Guys?
I went to P. Terry's.
P. Terry's?
I think they have the best fries. The burger's not that great, but the fries are good.
I think the burger's good. I think the fries are good as well, but I don't know that they're the best fries.
What's the best in that price range?
McDonald's is way better.
I have to vote for McDonald's, man, if I was going to eat fries.
It's between those
two. They're consistent.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay.
I don't like when the fries get way too small. And
where you have to have four.
The bottom of the fries,
I don't mind
their
it.
Fries.
Because they're very crispy. It's like a nice little.
To texture. It's almost like those picnics.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not enough like true fry to me.
You like a little fry with a girth on it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we have for lunch. Picks.
That's
what we have for lunch.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that accompaniment on Zita. Where was I to find the greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then, I remembered Thick and Form's country bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come puppy, cerda gorda.
And I'm so big. I'm a fucking pig.
I'm a fucking fat pig. I'm a fucking fat pig.
Everyone's entitled to retreat. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!